مرحبا بكم أيها الطلاب الأعزاء. يبدأ امتحان اللغة الإنجليزية بمهمتين في فهم المسموع. في كل مهمة ستستمعون في البداية إلى قطعة، ثم يطلب منكم أن تجيبوا عن أسئلة. المهمة رقم 1، استمعوا إلى المحادثة بين المعلمة والطلاب. قبل الاستماع إلى المحادثة، تماعنوا في أسئلة المهمة رقم 1. الآن استمعوا إلى المحادثة. ستستمعون إلى المحادثة مرتين.
Good morning, everyone. I have some exciting news for you. Next Monday, a group of 8th grade students from England is coming to Israel and they will visit our school. The principal wants us to welcome them and invite them to our class.
Yay!
Good!
Yes!
So, we need to think about what we can do together. Do you have any ideas? Yes, Amir.
Let's make a poster and hang it on the school gate. We'll write "Welcome" in big letters.
A poster is great. Then, in class, we can talk about our countries. Israel and England.
And of course, we can talk about football. I can tell them all about Israeli football, and they can tell us all about football in England. I love football.
Yes, Amir. Everyone knows you love playing football. You can all talk about your hobbies and see if you all enjoy the same things. After that, some of you can tell them about one of our school projects.
Yes, let's tell them about the Clean the Beach project.
We can show them photos of the beach before and after we cleaned it. Maybe they can tell us about their school project.
I'm sure they would like that. After the English lesson, we can have breakfast together. We can make them an Israeli breakfast here in our classroom.
Yes, good!
We could all bring different food. I'll bring pita bread.
Pita bread is great. And I'll bring cheese. We'll also need cucumbers and tomatoes.
I'll bring a watermelon and orange juice.
Great ideas, everyone! We have a good plan for next Monday. We will have a welcome poster for our visitors on the school gate. In class, we will talk about Israel and England and your hobbies. After that, we will tell them about the beach project and show them the pictures. Then we will have a delicious breakfast together. I'm sure our visitors will enjoy their time at our school.
أجيب باللغة الإنجليزية عن أسئلة المهمة رقم 1 بحسب المحادثة التي استمعتم إليها. استمعوا إلى المحادثة مرة أخرى. هذه فرصة جيدة لكي تفحصوا إجاباتكم.
Good morning, everyone. I have some exciting news for you. Next Monday, a group of 8th grade students from England is coming to Israel, and they will visit our school. The principal wants us to welcome them and invite them to our class.
Yay!
Good!
Yes!
So, we need to think about what we can do together. Do you have any ideas? Yes, Amir.
Let's make a poster and hang it on the school gate. We'll write "Welcome" in big letters.
A poster is great. Then, in class, we can talk about our countries, Israel and England.
And of course, we can talk about football. I can tell them all about Israeli football, and they can tell us all about football in England. I love football.
Yes, Amir. Everyone knows you love playing football. You can all talk about your hobbies and see if you all enjoy the same things. After that, some of you can tell them about one of our school projects.
Yes, let's tell them about the Clean the Beach project.
We can show them photos of the beach before and after we cleaned it. Maybe they can tell us about their school project.
I'm sure they would like that. After the English lesson, we can have breakfast together. We can make them an Israeli breakfast here in our classroom.
Yes, good!
We could all bring different food. I'll bring pita bread.
Pita bread is great. And I'll bring cheese. We'll also need cucumbers and tomatoes.
I'll bring a watermelon and orange juice.
Great ideas, everyone. We have a good plan for next Monday. We will have a welcome poster for our visitors on the school gate. In class, we will talk about Israel and England and your hobbies. After that, we will tell them about the beach project and show them the pictures. Then we will have a delicious breakfast together. I'm sure our visitors will enjoy their time at our school.
الآن افحصوا إجاباتكم. الآن انتقلوا إلى المهمة رقم 2. استمعوا إلى برنامج الراديو. قبل الاستماع إلى البرنامج، تمعنوا في أسئلة المهمة رقم 2. الآن استمعوا إلى البرنامج. ستستمعون إلى البرنامج مرتين.
Good evening. This is Jack Hansen from Music Radio on 70 FM. Welcome to our weekly music program. This week I'm speaking to you from the music festival in Green Park. There has been some great music here in the park every Thursday during the summer vacation. Tonight is the last night of the summer music festival. Let's talk to one of the young people here and find out more about what's happening tonight. Hi, I'm Jack Hansen from Music Radio on 70 FM. What's your name?
I'm Mark.
How old are you, Mark?
I'm 14 years old.
Tell me, Mark, is this your first time at the music festival this summer?
Oh no, my friends and I have been coming to the park every Thursday evening. We heard some of our favorite singers and musicians. We had a great time all summer, but tonight's festival is special.
What is special about it?
Tonight, all the musicians are teenagers, and they all live here in town.
That's really nice. So many young musicians, and all from the same town. Do you know any of them?
Sure. I'm here to listen to my older sister, Dina. She's 16 years old, and a wonderful singer. She also plays the guitar. She was very young when she started playing guitar.
Does Dina write her own songs too?
Yes, she does. She wrote a new song for tonight's show. She is going to sing it for the first time tonight, and soon she will record it on a CD. Remember her name. I'm sure she will be famous one day.
She must be very good. I'm looking forward to hearing her sing. What about you? Are you a musician too?
Yes, we are all musicians in our family. I also play the guitar, but I'm not as good as Dina. I don't write my own songs. Dina is the only one who writes songs in our family.
Thanks, Mark, and good luck to Dina. The music is about to begin. Next week's program will come to you from a very special concert in the desert. This is Jack Hansen from Music Radio on 70 FM.
أجيبوا باللغة الإنجليزية عن أسئلة المهمة رقم 2 بحسب البرنامج الذي استمعتم إليه. استمعوا إلى البرنامج مرة أخرى. هذه فرصة جيدة لكي تفحصوا إجاباتكم.
Good evening. This is Jack Hansen from Music Radio on 70 FM. Welcome to our weekly music program. This week, I'm speaking to you from the music festival in Green Park. There has been some great music here in the park every Thursday during the summer vacation. Tonight is the last night of the summer music festival. Let's talk to one of the young people here and find out more about what's happening tonight. Hi. I'm Jack Hansen from Music Radio on 70 FM. What's your name?
I'm Mark.
How old are you, Mark?
I'm 14 years old.
Tell me, Mark, is this your first time at the music festival this summer?
Oh no, my friends and I have been coming to the park every Thursday evening. We heard some of our favorite singers and musicians. We had a great time all summer, but tonight's festival is special.
What is special about it?
Tonight, all the musicians are teenagers, and they all live here in town.
That's really nice. So many young musicians, and all from the same town. Do you know any of them?
Sure. I'm here to listen to my older sister, Dina. She's 16 years old, and a wonderful singer. She also plays the guitar. She was very young when she started playing guitar.
Does Dina write her own songs too?
Yes, she does. She wrote a new song for tonight's show. She is going to sing it for the first time tonight, and soon she will record it on a CD. Remember her name. I'm sure she will be famous one day.
She must be very good. I'm looking forward to hearing her sing. What about you? Are you a musician too?
Yes, we are all musicians in our family. I also play the guitar, but I'm not as good as Dina. I don't write my own songs. Dina is the only one who writes songs in our family.
Thanks, Mark, and good luck to Dina. The music is about to begin. Next week's program will come to you from a very special concert in the desert. This is Jack Hansen from Music Radio on 70 FM.
الآن افحصوا إجاباتكم. أنهينا المهمات في فهم المسموع. نتمنى لكم النجاح في بقية مهمات الامتحان.